It is now time for the feature band of the week.
Bloop. Access granted.
All right, thanks, baby. Your voice got hotter. So, all right. So, I've been listening to some CDs in the car recently, as I am wont to do. I listen to the new releases and figure out who I want to feature, who I want to listen to more than once, that sort of thing. And this one CD has been, kicking around my car for the last month or so. And it goes in and out of the CD player. When it's in, I usually leave it in and listen to it about five times. Excuse me. But anyways, the album is called It's Wonderful Light in Pictures, and the band is Cardboard Nationals. These guys are from Guelph, and they're comprised of Paul Farmer, who's guitar and vocals, Kelly Stedman, who is guitar and keys, Andrew Coombs, playing the bass guitar, and Steve Hamilton on drums and keys. This band was I was reading a couple interviews, and this band was kind of the conception of Paul Farmer. He back in the day, he was in a band called Beautiful Senseless, which was an art rock kind of band, very experimental. The reason why he decided to start this the Cardboard Nationals was because he felt that, you know, what was once a band that was free flowing and, you know, kind of could do what, you know, what they wanted creatively, he felt that there was, you know, some constraints on what he was able to do in the band after a while. So he wanted to start Cardboard Nationals as his own thing to kind of do what he wanted to do. Musically speaking, and kind of rid himself of those shackles, if you will, and stretch himself out again. So this album came out, I believe it was released on November 3rd. It's a very solid album through and through. Kind of mellow, alternative ballads, I would say. One feel I got from it before I read who they were influenced by is, the reason why I was led to even to look them up further was because I wanted to find out if any of the members of Cardboard Nationals had been in the Constantines, because there's a definite feel of the Constantines in some of the songs. And strangely enough, when I go to read their bio, they cite the Constantines as one of their influences, as well as Wilco and Radiohead. A few bands who are not too shabby in terms of, you know, who you're gonna, I don't want to say model yourselves by, but be influenced by, definitely. And the Constantines, obviously being from the Guelph area, they would be very accessible to these guys. Anyways, I'm gonna stop talking and start letting the music speak for itself. I'm gonna go with the songs that I like off this album. You know, maybe someone else or the band would want to hear other things, but you know what? It's my show, damn it. Well, our show, damn it. Steele's not really paying attention, so I can say those sorts of things. And I'm going to do what I want. So, I'm going to start off with the first song off the album called Ordinary Birds. So here it is. This is Cardboard Nationals. Again, their album is It's Wonderful Light in Pictures. You can go to www.cardboardnationals.com to check them out. You can also, after the show is over, go to www.monoamonoradio.com, where the podcast of this feature will be posted. Anyways, here we go. This is Cardboard Nationals with Ordinary Birds here on 100.3 Sound FM. This is the Mono a Mono show, folks. This is Ordinary Birds now.
Everything that you read and what you heard. There's no point in walking on tiptoes, 'cause you can't make it all up as you go. Stare up at the ceiling, Lucille. Tell me what you really, really feel. horses start. There's a fine line that's flung between our hearts. There's a fine line between everything that's free and everything everyone says that you ought to be. But we don't need to know all of the words to rise above the ordinary birds. We will whistle through our hollow bones. The sleepy towns you pass so far below.
Conscience,
culture, your Hallmark cards, your trophy wives. You're still in the back row, sharpening knives.
Thank you.
lifetime till today. The building sky.